And good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school softball playoff action from last night, there were a few games from the smaller classes were postponed from the previous day, and then Class 4A and 5A schools got their postseason underway. In Class 1A Region 3, Wayne topped Lamoni 11-0. In Region 5, it was Southeast Warren over East Union 5-2. In Class 2A play in Region 2, Mount Air topped Nottoway Valley 3-1. In Class 3A in Region 3, Creston a 12-2 winner over Des Moines Christian, and Red Oak topped Shenandoah 7-1. In Class 4A Region 1, it was Carroll a 14-3 winner over Denison Schleswig. Spencer topped Storm Lake 14-3. In Region 4, Lewis Central a 3-1 winner over Glenwood, and Knoxville beat Pella 1-0. And in Class 5A Region 2, it was Abraham Lincoln a 5-4 victory over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. That's a look at your softball playoff scoreboard from last night. Now, playoffs will continue here tonight for Class 1A, 2A, and 3A schools with regional semifinals being played. We'll have a Class 3A Region 3 semifinal for you between Atlantic and Red Oak. We'll have that here on KJAN pregame at 6:45, first pitch at 7 o'clock. And here's a look at all of the area matchups in Class 3A Region 3. The other game on the other side of the bracket is Creston at North Polk. That'll be a 5 o'clock start here tonight. Also in Class 3A, Region 2, Greene County is at Humboldt, OABCIG is at MOC Floyd Valley. Those are 7 o'clock starts. All games tonight will be 7 o'clock starts, unless we otherwise note here. In Class 2A, Region 1, St. Albert is at West Monona, Logan Magnolia travels to Underwood. In Region 2, it's Woodward Granger at Mount Air and Van Meter at Earlham. In Class 1A play in Region 2, Audubon is at Newell Fonda, and West Harrison travels to Exira EHK, that game being played in Kimbleton at 5 o'clock here tonight. In Region 3, Lennox is at Wayne, and Central Decatur is at Twin Cedars. In Region 5, Southeast Warren travels to Collins Maxwell, and Grandview Christian is at Martinsdale St. Mary's. That's a look at your high school softball playoff schedule here for tonight. Now, baseball also has some postseason games here tonight as Class 3A and 4A schools get their postseason underway. Atlantic will open up on the road against Carroll in Class 3A Substate 8 quarterfinal round play. Here's a look at all the area contests. They're all set to start at 7 o'clock here tonight, aside from one game that we'll mention. In Class 3A Substate 8, it's that Atlantic at Carroll game. The other game on their side of the bracket is Greene County at Dallas Center Grimes. And then on the bottom side, it's Creston at Harlan and Glenwood at Denison Schleswig. In Substate 7, Perry is at Ballard, Sadell is at Bondurant Farrard, Newton at ADM, and Nevada is at North Polk. And in Substate 6, Knoxville travels to Winterset, Pella is at Centerville, Carlisle's at Norwalk, that's a 4:30 game, and Grinnell is at Oskaloosa. In Class 4A play in Substate 8, Des Moines North will be at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, and Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln is at Lewis Central here tonight there in playoff baseball play. The small classes will continue their play with district finals coming up on Saturday, and we'll have one for you Saturday as well, as Cam will play host to Bedford in the District 13 final there in Class 1A. That'll also be a 7 o'clock game there Saturday night, to give you a heads up. That's a look at your high school baseball and softball notes. In other area news, the University of Iowa men's basketball team will return to South Dakota for a non-conference game against Oregon State on December 22nd. The Hawkeyes and Beavers will meet at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Tickets set to go on sale at a later date, and television coverage will be determined as well. The contest will be Iowa's second trip to the Pentagon, which has hosted 28 NCAA Division I men's basketball games since opening in 2013. The Hawkeyes defeated Colorado 80-73 back in 2017. This will be Oregon State's first visit there to that arena. In football news, three Iowa State players, Charlie Kohler, Greg Eisworth, and Jaquan Bailey, all made the 2020 preseason All-Big 12 football team that was announced by the conference yesterday. The team was chosen by media representatives who cover the league. ISU's three members are tied for fourth in the league. Bailey and Eisworth made the preseason team for the second season in a row. Without a doubt, Kohler's one of the best tight end targets in the country in 2020, earning second-team All-America accolades and first-team All-Big 12 kudos after a breakout season in 2019. He was one of eight semifinalists for the award in 2019. He led All-Big 12 tight ends in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. His 697 receiving yards broke ISU's single-season record for tight ends and ranked sixth nationally among FBS tight ends there as well. Eisworth is a two-time first-team All-Big 12 recipient, joining a list of four Cyclones who have earned first-team honors by the Big 12 twice in their respective careers. He was a team captain in 2018 Big 12 Defensive Newcomer of the Year, tallied 65 tackles and 3.5 tackles for loss in 2019, despite seeing limited playing time due to a shoulder injury. Bailey's one of the greatest defensive ends in school history. The two-time All-Big 12 selection, including a second-teamer in 2018, is currently tied with Sean Moorhead for the most career sacks in Iowa State history with 18.5. That ranks third among active NCAA FBS players. And Scott Dixon is giving team owner Chip Ganassi quite the celebration of his 30th anniversary in IndyCar, winning three of the first four races heading into this weekend's doubleheader at Iowa. The only interruption in that streak when his Swedish teammate Felix Rosenqvist went to victory lane for the first time last weekend at Road America. Throwing a fourth-place run for their other teammate, Marcus Ericsson, and the Ganassi bunch has everybody trying to play catch-up. And once again, it's a doubleheader this weekend for the IndyCar series there at Iowa Speedway. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you this hour by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.